You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's an ice age? Well, it's a geologic activity or event. Now, by geologic event, I mean that it has to do with the Earth and its processes. An ice age is when a huge sheet of ice forms at the Earth's north and south poles and moves down from the poles. So it would form and move south from the North Pole towards the equator and move north from the South Pole also towards the equator. These giant ice sheets form over land, the continents, and ocean waters. During an ice age, the term glacial period is used for the time the Earth's land and atmosphere is cooling and these ice sheets form. The term interglacial is used for the warmer period that occurs in between glacial periods when the ice sheet contracts. The Earth is currently in an interglacial. There are still ice sheets, glaciers, covering Greenland and Antarctica. But evidence from NASA satellites does seem to show that these are shrinking in size. Evidence of ice ages includes everything from rocks on the ground that were scoured as rock-filled ice glaciers moved across it, deposits of rock and soil that were left behind as a glacier melts and recedes over time. Fossil evidence inside of the rocks can include some species that had disappeared in what had been colder areas and maybe appearing in areas that had been warmer. Analysis of remaining ice sheets can also be done. These studies, as you can imagine, can be rather difficult to do, but there is enough evidence that the Earth has had a number of major and smaller minor ice ages over time. Most scientists think that there have been about five major ones. The oldest or earliest one with pretty good geologic evidence occurred about 2 billion years ago, and it was called the Huronian, just like Lake Huron, spelled the same way, in fact. The most recent ice age had four glacial periods that were called, and these should sound pretty similar, Nebraskan, Kansan, Illinoisan, and Wisconsinan. That last glacial period, the Wisconsinan, it ended about 10,000 years ago. Here's an experiment to try at home. You'll make a pretend glacier. Get a paper cup. Put about an inch or two of sand into it. Mix in a few small pebbles. And then fill the cup about two-thirds of the way with water. And then place it in a freezer. Once it's frozen, take it out and peel away the paper cup. Now, you'll probably want to wear some gloves so that your hands won't get cold. Hold that pretend glacier and rub the sandy part across a bar of soap. The sandy gravel mix represents the materials picked up by an ice sheet, and the scratches that will appear in your bar of soap are similar to the scratches in rock that occur as an ice sheet starts to expand and move across the ground during an ice age. Well, we've just learned a little bit about ice ages. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.